Good morning. Merry Christmas. Back in the late 1960s, I think it was, singer Glen Campbell recorded a song that begins something like this. Christmas is for children, just for children, grown-ups say. Santa's down the chimney, that's for children, like the reindeer and the sleigh. The song goes on for a few more verses and then it ends. Christmas is for children, but aren't we all children on Christmas Day? On one level, I think we would all agree, no matter how old we are, no matter how many Christmases we've seen, the Christmas season seems to bring us back to our childhood, or perhaps I should say to the traditions of our childhood, to sights and sounds and tastes and smells from when we were young that still comfort us and make us feel warm and secure. Every Christmas, year after year, the same traditions, the same family recipes, the same Christmas tree lights, the same decorations, not just the same kinds of decorations, but often the very same decorations. Some things never change, and we don't want them to. We never tire of them, and we count on them to stay the same. It's also that way with the stories of Christmas. The Nutcracker, A Christmas Carol, Charlie Brown, Dr. Seuss's Grinch. They too bring us back to our childhood, and we also count on them to stay the same. And of course, the story of all Christmas stories is told in the Gospel according to Luke. Augustus and his governor Quirinius, the shepherds, tending their flock under the night sky, the angel of the Lord and the heavenly host proclaiming good news to all humankind. It's a story that never changes, and we never tire of hearing it or seeing it portrayed in greeting cards and creches and Christmas pageants year after year after year. Images of Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus all swaddled and lying in a feed bed surrounded by shepherds and animals also bring us back to our childhood, and we count on them to stay the same. All of these traditions of our childhood serve a good purpose. They connect us with things that are enduring and make us feel safe and loved and cared for. And it is right that we treasure them during the Christmas season. But as we make our annual celebration of the birth of Jesus, let us also remember that when we talk about the movement of God into human affairs and human history, we're not talking about human traditions. We're not talking about the same old world, only slightly improved. We're not talking about something fundamentally new, something revolutionary. We're talking about the creation of a new world, the establishment of God's righteous kingdom on earth. We're not talking about sameness at all. We're talking about the greatest change ever. For the story of God's incarnation is not just about the birth of a child. The child is only the sign of God's appearance in human form. A child is born, and in that birth is the beginning of a gift of grace that does not end in a stable, but on the cross and in the resurrection. Otherwise, nobody would have cared when or where or under what circumstances the child was born. It was only after the resurrection, with hindsight, with the eyes of faith, that people came to understand who he really was and had been all along. It was only after the resurrection that people came to understand that from the moment of his birth, Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, who had come to change the world, bringing a vision of hope, of justice, of righteousness, and of peace. Yet as we gather here this morning, we're confronted with a world that seems to reflect a different reality. We're aware that neither the world nor this nation is really at peace, but is deeply divided. We are aware that many of God's children still long for justice and righteousness. And so we ask, in the light of this reality, where is the change? Where is the peace? Where is the hope? What happened to them? How do we hear the proclamation of the angels? And what should our response be? Today, perhaps it is best, perhaps it is enough, that we take a day to celebrate the sameness of Christmas, that we enjoy all the traditions and memories of our childhood and treasure them for what they are. For there's a holiness and a peace in all these things. But tomorrow we're called to be grown-ups again and to celebrate the radically new. Tomorrow we're called to get back to the work that God in Christ has begun with us and in us at our baptism, to mirror the image of the God of peace, so that the vision and hope of a world at peace may not be lost. For we, like Mary, are called to say yes to God, so that justice and righteousness may be established among the peoples of the earth, and to live out our faith by joyfully receiving and carefully keeping the message of the angels, and by pondering it in our hearts, taking it into ourselves and treasuring it so that it changes us and becomes the most precious thing to us and about us, and our lives become a living witness to the good news. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.